10 is another budget amendment in the Employee Benefits Division submitting an informational report regarding collaborative purchasing of prescription drug coverage for active employees and retirees with other government entities as a method of reducing health care costs. It will also go through personnel, and it is informational only.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, unfortunately, I don't have as good news on this effort at collaboration. In the first quarter of 2011, we met with the city, MPS, MMSD, and MATC to try to find ways that we could possibly collaborate on health care. We ultimately found that the medical plans were just too varied to achieve any discernible savings, but focused our efforts on the prescription RFP instead. To that end, I was invited to sit on the selection panel for the City of Milwaukee's RFP conducted by Willis Consulting to identify their next prescription drug vendor. And as a part of that, the other government entities that I mentioned before also submitted their demographic data, broad data about their headcounts, numbers, the age of population, and just general utilization info, to see if there was any economies of scale that could be achieved. Effectively, we asked all of the bidders to submit two bids, one based on the City of Milwaukee's merit alone and one based on a combined group with all of those entities included in it. Only one of the bidders, Navitus, offered any sort of discount from collaborating with all of the government entities, and it was marginal at best, I believe 5 cents per member per month. And that difference actually was not enough even to close the gap between them and the lead bidder for the city's business. At the end of that, we concluded that on the prescription drug side, really there wasn't any kind of savings to be gained by working together with the city.
Any questions?
Are we just what I've heard and kind of information before? Is that, are we a little unique? Do we skew old? Is it hard for others to come in?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'm speaking for myself, of course. Yes,
Mr. Chairman, we do skew old, although we're not necessarily unique. That's not really the issue at heart here. Pharmacy pricing is really the ultimate numbers game. You're talking about relying on your pharmacy benefit manager to extract rebates and discounts from Big Pharma. At the end of the day, we're not adding any lives to any one particular vendor by having a collaboration. Medco already has the business for the county, the city, the school district, and MMSD, if I'm not mistaken. So we're not adding more lives to the mix, so we're not getting them any more leverage to extract a greater discount from Merck or Pfizer.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, item number 11.